Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Profit First for Real Estate Investing by David Richter adapts the well-known Profit First cash management philosophy to the realities of buying, rehabbing, holding, and wholesaling properties. Instead of treating profit as something that might appear after a deal is done, the book frames profit as a deliberate, pre-planned allocation that happens as money comes in. Richter writes from an operator perspective, focusing on the financial friction points real estate investors face, such as uneven income, large one-time project expenses, reserves for vacancies and repairs, and the temptation to roll every dollar into the next deal. The core promise is practical. By using a simple bank account structure and clear allocation rules, investors can create consistent owner pay, protect taxes, build reserves, and still fund growth. The book aims to turn scattered bookkeeping into a repeatable system that supports long-term stability, clearer decision-making, and a healthier relationship with money in a business where cash flow timing can make or break results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, profit as a system, not an outcome. A central idea is that real estate investing should not rely on leftover money to create profitability. Instead, profitability is engineered through a routine that forces discipline before spending happens. The profit-first approach flips the usual formula by prioritizing profit allocations first, then constraining expenses to what remains. In a real estate context, this directly challenges common habits like reinvesting everything, using credit to bridge constant shortfalls, or assuming the next deal will fix the current one. The book encourages investors to define what profit means for them, such as steady owner compensation, a healthy reserve position, and the ability to weather delays. By treating profit as a required allocation rather than a hope, the investor is pushed to evaluate deals more rigorously, set clearer minimum margins, and avoid projects that only look good on paper. This mindset also changes planning. You build a business designed to produce reliable cash rather than one that constantly chases volume. The system perspective reduces emotional decision-making and helps owners see whether their operation is truly working. It also makes growth more intentional, because expansion must be funded from a structure that protects profitability rather than from constant financial strain. Secondly, bank account architecture tailored to real estate cash flow. The book emphasizes that many investors fail to manage money because everything runs through one operating account. A key solution is a set of purpose-built accounts that separate money by job. While the exact account list can vary, the concept is consistent. Incoming funds get distributed into buckets such as profit, owner pay, taxes, operating expenses, and reserves. For real estate, the reserves concept matters heavily, because projects and rentals carry predictable but irregular costs, capital expenditures, vacancy periods, property taxes, insurance renewals, and maintenance spikes. By separating these funds, the investor gains immediate clarity about what is truly available for spending and what is already committed. This approach can also be extended across strategies. A wholesaler may need accounts that stabilize uneven assignment fees, while a rehabber may need a tighter framework to prevent budget creep during renovations. The structure makes it harder to accidentally spend tax money, raid reserves, or fund acquisitions with dollars that should protect existing assets. Just as important, it makes the business measurable. When each account has a role, the investor can spot whether the operation is relying on dangerous practices like starving reserves or skipping owner pay to keep deals moving. Thirdly, allocation rhythms that match irregular income. Real estate income often arrives in bursts, which makes traditional monthly budgeting fragile. The book highlights the value of consistent allocation events, such as weekly, bi-weekly, or per-deposit distributions, so that every inflow is immediately assigned. This helps prevent the common pattern where a large check arrives, spending expands to match it, and the business later struggles when income slows. Regular allocations create a controlled cadence. Each time money comes in, a percentage goes to profit, a percentage to taxes, and the rest to operations and reserves. Over time, this builds a buffer that smooths the volatility of deal-based income and reduces the need for panic decisions. The rhythm also supports better forecasting. When an investor knows that allocations happen on a schedule, they can plan vendor payments, marketing spend, and draw timing without guessing. The book also encourages gradual improvement rather than sudden drastic cuts. Investors can start with small percentages and increase them as the business stabilizes, using the system itself as a training tool for spending discipline. The practical benefit is psychological, as well as financial. The investor stops feeling like cash flow is random and starts experiencing it as a process they control, even when deal timing remains unpredictable. Fourthly, deal filtering and pricing with real profitability in mind. A profit-first approach changes how investors evaluate opportunities because it forces the question, will this deal still work after we allocate profit, taxes, owner pay, and reserves? The book positions this as a healthy constraint that reveals whether an operation is surviving on thin margins or optimistic assumptions. For rehab projects, that means tighter attention to purchase price, renovation scope, holding costs, and contingency planning, because any overrun quickly shows up as pressure on the protected accounts. For rentals, it means viewing cash flow not just as money left after the mortgage, but as a stack of obligations that includes maintenance reserves, vacancy reserves, and tax planning. This reframing can lead to stronger negotiation and clearer walkaway criteria. If a seller price or contractor bid makes the numbers fail under realistic allocations, the investor either adjusts terms or passes. The book also supports strategic scaling. Instead of chasing unit count or deal count, investors are encouraged to pursue deals that feed a sustainable engine. Over time, this creates a portfolio and a pipeline that are less stressful to operate. The investor builds confidence that each new acquisition strengthens the business rather than increasing financial fragility. Lastly, building a business that pays the owner and survives shocks, many real estate investors run what looks like a business but functions like a high-risk hustle, especially when owner pay is inconsistent and reserves are thin. The book focuses on turning investing into an operation that can endure market shifts, financing changes, contractor delays, and vacancy cycles. By consistently funding profit and reserves, the investor is better positioned to handle surprises without resorting to expensive debt or selling assets under pressure. Owner pay is treated as a sign of business health, not a luxury. When the system produces reliable compensation, the investor can make clearer choices, invest in better support, and reduce burnout. This stability can also improve relationships with lenders and partners because predictable financial management reduces the likelihood of missed obligations. Another advantage is cleaner decision-making during growth phases. When expansion has to coexist with protected allocations, the investor learns to streamline operations, reduce waste, and focus marketing and acquisition efforts where returns are strongest. The result is a more professional enterprise, one that can reinvest strategically while still rewarding the owner and maintaining a defensive posture. That balance between offense and defense is a recurring theme and a primary reason the approach resonates in a cyclical industry. In conclusion, this book fits real estate investors who feel busy but financially uncertain, including wholesalers, rehabbers, and rental owners who struggle with uneven cash flow, surprise expenses, or the habit of reinvesting every dollar. It is also valuable for newer investors who want to build strong money habits before they scale, and for experienced operators who want clearer guardrails around taxes, reserves, and owner compensation. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. A structured approach can reduce money stress, increase confidence in deal decisions, and create a predictable path to paying yourself while still growing. When profit, taxes, and reserves are separated and funded automatically, you stop relying on willpower and start relying on process. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on tactics for finding deals or maximizing returns, this one emphasizes the operating system behind sustainable investing. The framework is simple enough to implement without a finance background, yet powerful enough to change behavior because it forces visibility and discipline. That combination of simplicity and behavioral impact makes it worth buying for investors who want longevity, not just the next win. It helps turn real estate from a constant scramble into a business that can compound steadily over time. If you would like to support David Richter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.